Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So one of the things I love about doing this podcast is the expert interviews. So you guys know every Monday I do this monocast, and then every Wednesday I release an expert interview. And from these people, I learn so much. Now, I listen to other podcasts. I have a lot of podcasts that I love, including Amplify, Solopreneur Hour, Bacon Wrap Business, Brad Costanzo. I actually interviewed him on this show. And, you know, so he's got Bacon Wrapped. I've got the Bacon Podcast. And there's a lot of great podcasts out there. But the thing that I love the most is the expert interviews that I get to do, because I get to learn a lot from the people that I interview. And I really want you to feel like that when you're sitting here listening to this podcast, that you're kind of sitting over my shoulder, watching me work, watching me interview these people, and getting some great ideas from it. So I thought today I would do something a little bit different. I would like to tell you about some things that I've learned about, but also some tools that I use that really help me to promote the core of what it is that I teach. The bottom line of my business is I help companies do content marketing. I teach them how, and my tagline is I show you why and teach you how. And that's essentially what I do, is I learn a lot of stuff and I try it on my own business, and then I go in and I try to teach other people how to do it. And most of the time, if they implement what I teach them, they're incredibly successful. So I want to give you three tools that I've learned about that can help you with your content marketing. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is something called Storybase. Go to storybase.com, storybase.com. And when you get there, it says, oh, improve your content marketing. So find the questions that your audience wants answered. Now, they have a free version, which is cool. It's $0 a month. You get one user, 10 searches, and 15 results per search. Then they've got some paid for options, including $9 a month, and you get unlimited searches and 400 results. And then $29 a month, unlimited searches, 1,000 results and 50 lists. And then premium for agencies, 5 users, unlimited searches, 1,000 results, 1,000 lists. I haven't dug in enough to understand, you know, what the lists do. But, you know, you can export from any of the paid versions. You cannot export from the free one. But, hey, you know, it's worth giving it a shot. And so you can sign up for free, and then you can get into, you know, creating lists about keywords. So if I go in, for example, and type in podcasts, and I'm typing it right now. So I'll type in podcasts, and I'll go ahead and search. And it shows me the demographics. Okay, 25 to 34 seems to be the big one. 35 to 44 is the next one, and it kind of declines from there. Now, the questions are, what are podcasts? How to listen to podcasts? How to delete podcasts from my iPhone? How to download podcasts? And how do podcasts work? Now, those are the questions. Then you can go into phrases, and it shows you a whole bunch of phrases, and there's 343 questions. And if I want to see all of those, obviously I got to pay for it. And then we get into phrases, and the phrases are podcasts, best podcasts, NPR podcasts, podcasts on Android, top podcasts, on and on and on. So what it does is if you've got something that you're working on, it will give you the keywords based on popularity that people are searching for, kind of like Google's AdWord tool. But, you know, I love the fact that it gives you the questions that people are asking, which is, you know, what are podcasts, how do podcasts work, how to delete podcasts, all that kind of fun stuff. So anyways, that's a great tool. It's storybase.com. Another tool that I want you to take a look at is answerthepublic.com. So answerthepublic.com is very similar in the sense that it gives you, you know, the information based on whatever it is that you type in. And of course, this does this. You can go in and say, okay, I'm going to do podcasts again here. All right. And then you can pick the country. I'm going to pick the U.S. Get questions. So it goes ahead and does that. And then it does kind of like a visualization. Okay, when podcast, who are, how, why. So it gives you a whole bunch of them. Let's go to which. Which podcasts play podcasts? Which iPods support podcasts? Which celebrities have podcasts? Which app for podcast? The first one was which iPods play podcasts. So, you know, it does kind of the same thing. And then you can scroll down and you could look at different alphabetical things about podcasts. So, for example, Podcast Free, Podcast Connect, podcasts on your iPhone, history of podcasts, all those kind of things. So it gives you kind of some topics to play around with. And gives you some ideas when you're working on a specific topic for your content marketing, what kind of questions people are asking, what kind of headlines you can use to generate more interest in what's going on, because if people are asking the questions, they're searching for it in Google, and this gives you the opportunity to ask the question or answer the question. So the third tool and the final tool I want to talk about, which is uber fun, is coschedule.com. Now, this you can sign in for free, and you create a free account, and what you do is it's a headline analyzer. So what coscheduler/headline-analyzer does is allows you to type in a headline, and it gives you a lot of feedback on that headline. So for example, I just went in and typed in a whole bunch of them. I started out with, why go with your gut while there are tools at your fingertips? Okay, so that gave me a score of 62. And if I look at that, it gives me not only the score of 62 out of 100, it says how many common words, uncommon words, emotional words, and power words are in that headline. Then it also tells me the headline is the right length, 61 characters, and it's got 12 words, which is way too wordy. So you can play with this, and I've typed in probably about 20 different renditions of this until I finally got it over 70. And so it goes from yellow to green when it hits 70. I don't know where red is. That's somewhere down, way down the bottom. But yellow means it's okay. You know, it's caution. But once it hit 70, it said, okay, now you're cooking with gasoline or whatever you want to say. So the final thing I came up with on build your intuition, grow your intuition, learn to trust your intuition. The final one came up as trust your intuition with these powerful marketing tools, hence the title of this podcast. So as I'm doing a podcast or thinking about doing a podcast, I'm actually using this tool to help me even think about what I want to say, what I want to promote, how I want to show you guys how to do this stuff. Now, it comes up with uncommon words, common words, these with your uncommon words, I didn't have any, emotional, powerful, power words, powerful, trust, headline type, generic. And then it says I had 56 characters and 8 words, and it fit within the realm of something that's going to work really well as a headline for this podcast. So, try these tools, go check them out, and let me know what you think, and also give us a review on iTunes if you love this show. So I'm constantly looking for ideas to help you get better with your internet marketing, because that's what this show is about. I want to teach you how, I want to show you why, but more importantly, I want to give you tools that's going to help you grow your business. So if you have some ideas, email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.